There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Coming up, Free the Nipple is topless events, topless civil disobedience, if you want to call it that, coming back. We were talking about civil disobedience earlier tonight, although technically in New Hampshire it's not really civil disobedience to be topless. But some people will certainly see it that way. It's certainly disobedience towards societal norms. And I do want to cover that. We'll get into that story here in a little bit. Also, Free State Project under attack by some Democrats here in New Hampshire. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Cecilyn.
And Daryl.
What is the Free State Project, Cecilyn?
The Free State Project is an amazing idea. Trying to get 20,000 liberty-minded people to move to New Hampshire and exert their fullest practical effort towards the creation of a society where the maximum role of government is to protect life, liberty, and property.
That's pretty good. I think that was a good recounting of the statement of intent that one would sign when one becomes a member of the Free State Project, which the three of us have done. Which the three of us have done, and we not only have signed it, but we've moved. So we've already moved to New Hampshire. We're what are called early movers. Anyone who moves before the 20,000 mark is reached is an early mover. So we're not quite there yet. We're at 17,000 plus signed participants, and we want to reach 20,000. It's been more than a decade in the making here, so it's been a long time coming, but we're closing in on that goal of 20,000 participants.
Yeah, like I was saying to you during the break, I've been here for 4 years now.
Congrats.
And a couple days here, actually in 3 days will be my Porkiversity.
Right on.
And in those 4 years, we've added 6,000 signers. So that's a huge growth in 4 years compared to the, you know, the 8 years before that.
Yep.
So it's great. I'm totally looking forward to touring with the next couple of years and just being done with it and living free. And then we win, right?
Well, not quite, because there are people out there who don't like the fact that we're here. I mean, there are a number of people who don't appreciate the idea of removing state programs or lessening government interference in people's lives. And those people will motivate and activate against the ideas of freedom in this state.
And according to some people, like Cynthia Chase, we're the single greatest threat to New Hampshire Free Staters.
She actually said we're the Free Staters are the single greatest threat to the state.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, I don't think the ground of New Hampshire is threatened by Free Staters. In fact, from what I've seen, the liberty activists here are actually pretty environmentally sound folks. They care about, you know, the place they live. They love New Hampshire because it's a beautiful place. I think they would take good care of the land of New Hampshire. It's just that the state is the place that's threatened, which is the state's an idea. The state is just the concept that it's okay for men and women to rule with the threat of violence and actual violence over other peaceful people. And, yeah, we're a threat to that idea. I would say Cynthia Chase is absolutely correct in that statement. And she's a state representative.
That moved here about the same time that you did, Ian. And
that's
the irony, is this woman moved here from Rhode Island, and she's complaining about people moving here.
Right. Yeah, it's silly. So there's this, the Hampton Democrats are going to be doing an overview of the Free State Project, and this comes from Seacoast Online. The public is invited to the next meeting of the Hampton Democrats at 6 p.m. on Tuesday, August 4th at the Hampton Lane Memorial Library on Academic Avenue in Hampton. Zaranda Rice Hawkins, Executive Director of Granite State Progress, will be the featured speaker at the meeting. Zandra will be providing an overview of the Free State Project, and ALEC, the American Legislative Exchange Council.
Now, isn't that some conservative group, that latter group, the ALEC?
Yes.
Well, the description about them, yes. ALEC identifies itself as a nonpartisan membership association for state lawmakers who share a common belief in limited government, free markets, federalism, and individual liberty.
Yeah, I don't know what crossover there is between ALEC and Free State Project participants. I imagine there is some, because some of the Free Staters are a little more right-leaning. Others are sort of lefty-leaning, so it just depends on who you talk to.
Yeah, so ALEC does a lot of model legislation, mm-hmm. And it generally is supported by Republicans.
Okay.
And
they're not necessarily freedom oriented.
Right. It's right. not like they claim, you know, limited government, but Republicans have claimed that, you know, for a long time. Like Ronald Reagan said, government is not the solution to the problem. Government is the problem. But yet he'd increase taxes, increase the deficit, increase the debt, and ramped up the drug war. So, you know, like, conservatives love pointing to Ronald Reagan, especially when he said, like, the heart and soul of conservative is libertarian, but yet he didn't do things that were libertarian at all. So people love to try to, like, muddy the waters and say Republican equals libertarian, which is absolutely not true. Like, there are some people that are Republicans that lean libertarian, but no, it's certainly not the same thing.
Yeah, no, and I'm not entirely sure whether this is going to be awful, although that it, since it's being, you know, presented by someone from Granite State Progress.
And Xandra is no fan of the Free State
Don't really like the Free Staters. I'm interested in attending just to see what kind of goes on and try to maybe catch have conversations with people afterwards and be like, well, whatever this woman said, that's I'm a Free Stater and I know that's not true. So.
Yeah, that'd be cool. It'd be cool to have a bunch of Liberty people sort of infiltrate into the crowds and, you know, like some, I forget, I can't give you the exact example, but there have been these gatherings of other people who are not Free Staters, like not Liberty people, having meetings for activist purposes and like planning and strategizing. And they would have like tables of people doing different projects. And so the idea was to seat Free Staters at each of the tables and have them give their input into whatever, you know, process they were going through. I think that you could do that with just a handful of folks and have a pretty big impact on the room.
Well, I'm interested to see what they're saying because...
She just eavesdropped too.
Yeah, just because to talk about, you know, the talk about the Free State Project, well, then obviously you're going to talk about the people moving for the Free State Project. Mm-hmm. And we're so diverse. There's so many different people that are moving here. It's hard to be like, this is one thing or this is that. And they all, I'm using collective terms here, the Democrats in New Hampshire tend to not like Free Staters because they don't like the whole, you know, us not liking government taking money. But hey, I don't like the government putting you in jail for putting things in your body either, so.
Lots of Democrats are for the war on drugs. It's really hard to pigeonhole them.
That's right, because yeah. The House passed the House, which is Republican-dominated, they passed the legalization bill for marijuana, and then, of course, the Democratic senator said no. Or Democratic Governor Maggie Hassan vetoed it.
She did.
No, she never got the legalization bill. The New Hampshire House in 2014 became the first legislative body in the country to pass a tax and regulate marijuana legislation. It then died in the Senate that at the time was controlled. It was majority Republican at the time. Had a one vote Republican majority. And I remember that because a slight ballot access improvement bill that just would have lowered the vote threshold for ballot retention from 4% to 3%
went
died along
flames.
Party lines because all of the Republicans voted to kill the bill.
So you can share your thoughts here with us. New Hampshire's an interesting place. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So there's going to be some sort of forum, some kind of public presentation by the head of the group, Granite State Progress. They're promoting this. Cecilyn, do you know what it's going to take to get in? Are they going to be like screening their participants, or can you just sort of give them a name or an email address and RSVP and get in?
That I'm not sure of, but the public is invited. So I would assume that there's nothing that would hinder the public from attending it.
You would presume, but Daryl, you've been at a couple of events recently for Republican presidential candidates, not because you care about them, but because you wanted to corner them with some questions,
right?
Like some of us do here in Keene. And at one of them, they had it at a location that it was going to open, supposedly going to open its doors at 5:00.
Yes.
However, the doors were open at some indeterminate time before 5:00. I arrived at about 4:45, 4:50, and they were already packed in, darn close to full inside this place. So the first few people arrived at 5 after that, and they were able to get in. But by the time you got there, Daryl, and you weren't that late to it.
I got there about 5:15.
Yeah.
The event started at 6:00. I'm like, I'm 45 minutes early.
So
still got plenty of time.
Right, all of the most hardcore supporters were the ones who got into the room first in that case.
Yeah, I wonder if I would have had my press badge on me if they would have let me in.
To make room for you somehow?
Maybe. Right, because the event that I went to today, I had my press badge. They waved me right past the registration table.
We got time for you if you want to join us here. Coming up, a Free the Nipple topless sit-in coming up. We'll tell you about it. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. I'm holding a book that will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at 80, you need to read this free book. It includes the strategy I use to make a 72% profit on a trade where the stock only moved 12%. You'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-944-5836. Skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-944-5836. 1-800-944-5836.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free. You can join us here at 855-450-FREE. We've also got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm with you tonight. It's Ian.
Cecilyn.
And Daryl.
Cell 411, it's available right now. And whether you're an activist, part of a neighborhood watch, maybe you are a medical worker, or you just want to keep in touch with your friends and family if something goes wrong in your life, that's what Cell 411 can help you with. It's a decentralized micro-social network that allows you to manage, create, and respond to alerts and emergencies in real time. Something's going wrong. Maybe you're getting pulled over by the police. Maybe you need medical assistance. You can easily send a message. Maybe your car breaks down. You can send out an alert to your groups of friends or family members, whoever it is you've selected. You can create, again, different groups of people, and they will find that. They will get that alert in real time. They will be able to actually let you know they are responding, so you know someone is coming to your assistance.
And you know where they're coming from.
Yeah, from how far away. And, you know, they'll get a map of where your location is. Super useful app, and all of, I think, 99 cents right now in the Android store. So this is a great app. It was programmed by, I think we can announce who it was, but I don't know if I should. Anyway, friend of the show. Maybe we'll talk to him about it later on as far as, you know, who's behind the scenes here. But it's a great app. I've tried it out. Daryl, you've got a copy of this, right?
Yes.
Cell 411, C-E-L-L 411. It's available for Android right now. iPhone users, iOS, be patient. It's going through the pipes. It takes Apple a while to approve this stuff. So it is coming for iOS users. Look for Cell, C-E-L-L, 411. Great product. I'm really excited about where it's going in the future as well. So let's go to the phones, to the fun that we'll talk about being topless. There's apparently a protest coming up. And first, Wayne is listening in Raleigh to Talk Radio 850. Hello, Wayne.
Yes. Hey, fellas. You know, you mentioned Alec. And, you know, I'm going to be quite candid. We've got a lot of legislators in our state that are subscribing to all their garbage. And I'm going to say that as garbage. It is a bad organization. And I wish more people would know what ALEC stands for. And it's not.
Yeah, I don't know much about it.
People's freedoms. No, every year our legislature just, you know, keeps, you know, going back to the meeting. I mean, even one of the local, you know, regular TV stations made a little mention of it, but wouldn't tell the people what ALEC really does.
Well, okay, so why is it not for freedom, right? Because all I know is their pitch that they have on their website that Daryl read earlier, a brief description of it. I mean, I've heard...
Cecilyn read that.
I'm sorry, Cecilyn, you guys blend together here. I've been up all day long.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think we're both offended by that.
I don't even know who's speaking to me in any given moment at this point.
I think pretty much everyone in the entire world is offended right now, Ian. Good job.
Well, I knew it would happen eventually.
Their model legislation is always supporting big business and not the average soul. It's all big business and,
gotcha.
And what's good for big business. I mean, it's like North Carolina reworked the tax code, but it just hurt, you know, average working stiffs.
Mm.
I mean, the wealthy did all right with the new tax code, but the average stiffs, you know, they raised sales taxes like on our power bills.
Right, and that hurts poor people the most.
Power bill, yeah, but you know the corporate power users—they're smelling like a rose, and so this is the kind of legislation that Alex supports. And it's not legislation for the average good; it's for the corporate types. But because they want to sneak in under the radar, you know, like you described earlier, they're nonpartisan, non blah blah blah, which is just a crock of bull.
Wayne, thanks for bringing that to the forefront tonight. I appreciate your input. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You know, it's hard to know what the truth is about a lot of these organizations
right. Unless
you follow every little thing that they do. They pop it up in the news here and there, and you can judge based on one appearance, but that's not really fair. You really got to know more about them. And you know, that's his input, so thank you for that.
There was a bill here in New Hampshire. Luckily, it wound up getting defeated in committee, where some of the people in the election law committee were, I guess, upset is probably the best word to use. They were upset that some people are introducing model legislation that comes from these nonpartisan groups. And so They tried putting forward a bill. Well, they put forward a bill that, you know, did not become law, that would have required every legislator to specify where they got the idea for the legislation, unless the legislation came from a group that is made up solely of legislators. So they exempted themselves. But it's not just, you know, like four New Hampshire state reps that get together to write something. There are interstate or intrastate, you know, like national organizations that are made up solely of legislators that come up with proposals for big government stuff.
Sure.
And that's model legislation, but that would be exempted because everybody's a state legislator that works for these organizations. So basically, they were going after Alec, and when I testified, I said, I write legislation for fun. Would people have to say that they got the idea from me, or is it only if somebody ever donates money and then I have to register as a lobbyist that they would have to say, Daryl gave me this legislation?
Sounds like a nightmare.
And they're like, we don't know.
Yeah, so it didn't go through, though.
Right,
goodness.
It died in committee.
So, let's see. Anything else to share about Alec? I mean, I don't really have much more to say about him. I don't know much about them at all, besides what I've just heard from that phone call.
Yeah, I don't really know anything about them either, but it'll be interesting to see if...
They're going to be at this presentation acting like they're one and the same, like the Free Staters and the Alec, you know, because already Democrats don't like Alec, right? So that's why I think they're tying the two together.
Well, in general, if there's something that's unliked and you want something else to be unliked, you tie the two together somehow, and then they're tainted.
Well, I hope somebody goes and videotapes or video records this time around, because I think it would be very interesting to see exactly what this presentation is without having to actually be there, because, you know, a lot of people don't live in that area. It would be very inconvenient for them to all get over there. And that's one of the nice things about the Free State Project is we have over 1,500 people who are here now in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, and actually it's over 1,700, I think, now, closing in on 18 maybe. And that means there's people dispersed everywhere. There's people on the seacoast, which is where this is going to happen. There's a lot of people in Manchester, Cecilyn, which is where you are hailing from now. And so it's great to have this movement of wonderful activists here. Now, I don't know if the women involved in the Free the Nipple movement are Free State Project participants. I believe, Cecilyn, you told me you do not think necessarily that they are.
So the event was created by a group called Free the Nipple in New Hampshire. And I don't know the person who created the group. Her name is Krista Sinclair or Kira Sinclair. However, there are a number of Free Staters who have said that they're going. This is going to be Free the Nipple at Hampton will be August 23rd at 1 p.m. at Hampton Beach, which is also where that talk is going to be about the Free State Project on the 4th. And so far, there's 140 people going, according to Facebook.
Wow. Of course, Facebook is usually incredibly inaccurate with regard to who is actually going to show up. There could be a lot more that show up. There could be fewer people that show up. But either way, it sounds like it's going to be an interesting event. And we'll talk more about Free the Nipple. This appears to be a nationwide movement. So we'll find out more about it. And if you're going to participate, give us a call and let us know, 855-453, why you're doing it. It's Free Talk Live.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We're back with more Free Talk Live. What is Free the Nipple, and is it happening anywhere else besides Hampton Beach, New Hampshire? That's the story that we've got, is that apparently the idea of this topless protest is going to upset some people. We'll give you the story here in moments. I want to let you know about Bitcoinist first. Bitcoinist.net. It's the ultimate resource for Bitcoin industry news, reviews, education, and the latest in the cryptocurrency ecosystem. Bitcoinist is the prime online destination for information about the Bitcoin and digital currency industry. Their website integrates a community forum breaking Bitcoin and digital currency news. And they also aim to cover fintech and blockchain tech news as well. Bitcoin has very sophisticated Bitcoin network statistics, a solid beginner's guide to Bitcoin, and much more. The Bitcoinist platform serves the needs of everyone looking to keep up with Bitcoin and other digital currencies, from beginners to experts. So get started over at Bitcoinist.net. That's Bitcoinist.net. The story here from SeacoastOnline.com, the Seacoast of New Hampshire in Hampton Beach, where female supporters of the Free the Nipple campaign are planning to sit topless on Hampton Beach next month, and I suspect male supporters will be in attendance as well. They don't mention the male supporters here, but I suspect they'll be there.
On the event page, it says, on Sunday, August 23rd, which is the Worldwide Go Topless Day, we'll walk through Hampton Beach, men, women, and anyone in between.
Excellent. So they'll be there in, again, next month in an effort to change the public perception of women's breasts. While police are saying it's perfectly legal, at least one Hampton Beach official strongly objects. Heidi Lilly, age 54, of Guilford, and Kaya Sinclair, 23, of Danbury, are using Facebook to mobilize women to gather at the beach for the topless sit-in on August 23rd. Can you call it a sit-in if it's happening on the beach? Or are they actually going to go to, like, the city council chambers or
Can you call it a sit-in if you're walking?
That's another good point.
No.
Well, you do have to walk to the sit-in, right? So you could parade from wherever your staging grounds are to the sit-in location. Sit-ins, you know, typically you're occupying some sort of space, right?
Right.
Like the offices of some bureaucrat or, you know, city council, that kind of thing.
Yeah, and I have the same question about the Occupy thing. I was living in San Antonio when the whole Occupy protest thing started. And the San Antonio Occupy group, they were doing marches around downtown, leaving the park that they were supposed to be occupying. And I asked, like, why are you still calling yourselves Occupy if you're moving?
Why were the marchers, right?
Yeah, like, you're not occupying anything if you're walking down the street.
Well, I guess the idea there would be that Occupy was bigger, a bigger concept than just staying in one place.
You could,
but
move
all
the
of
occupation.
The other occupies stayed in one place and occupied something.
Well, no, wait a
minute. That was not a roaming area.
Wait, what was the area you were talking about?
San Antonio.
San Antonio.
Well, there was also Occupy Oakland, which went and roamed and then destroyed the city hall.
That was about a month after all of the other occupies stopped being a thing.
Yeah, that's true.
This was like the first day of Occupy. They went on a march.
So Free the Nipple first gained traction in 2014 with the premiere of a globally supported film of the same name. The campaign's main Facebook page has more than 52,000 likes. It's billed as an equality movement to empower women and fight oppression. Sinclair, who is 23, said, "Really, it's us exercising our right to go topless. We want to encourage as many women and men to come and support us, whether that's in Hampton specifically or anywhere in New Hampshire." John Kane, Hampton Beach Village District Marketing Director, says he is absolutely against it. He says the district has spent generations and millions of dollars along with the state and the town to make Hampton Beach a so-called family destination. And the Free the Nipple event, he says, will set those efforts back.
Now, here's something I just found by doing a Google search while trying to figure out if they were going to have protests anywhere else. Apparently, Free the Nipple was the group that came out with the Photoshop of the male nipple that they posted on Facebook and said, "This is a male nipple that's perfectly allowed on Facebook.
Yeah.
Please put this over all of your female nipples, and then you can post your nude selfies." It
that's
was Free the Nipple that did that.
That's one of the most brilliant campaigns I think I've ever heard of as far as Facebook like sharing things.
There's also this bikini top that is a picture of a nipple on top of it. And then
the photograph on the bikini.
And then the bikini is there's different skin colors to match your skin tone.
That's
so
awesome.
It can look as if you're topless. but it's people having issues with folks being topless, it's silly. If you don't like it, don't look at it. And there's a double standard. Why is it okay for men, but not okay for women? Here in New Hampshire, it's okay for everybody.
Unless you're at the county fair.
Yeah, that's true, Cecil. And so this week I've been at the county fair, and I'm glad you brought this up, Daryl. I was going to go there with this. There has been an issue with our friend Derek J. at the county fair as of yesterday. He has been helping me at the booth. We've been doing Bitcoin outreach here in Cheshire County, New Hampshire. And the thing with the county fair is it's on private property. So in a lot of places, fairgrounds are like county land. This is actually a private property, so they can set whatever rules they want to. One of the rules is that you can't actually have an open carried gun at the county fair. Derek was open carrying, and they did say something to him about that. They were nice about it, and he went and he put it in his car, so that was no problem. But there was one lady who was working at the fair who seemed to be getting grumpy about Derek J. going topless. He had his shirt off, and he had some, I would say, short shorts, perhaps would be the best description of them.
Do you remember the shorts that Larry Bird wore when he played basketball in the 80s?
It's okay, Daryl. I've seen a picture, and I know exactly which Daisy Dukes he's talking about.
Right, but not everybody has seen that picture.
Right.
So there are people that are listening that have not seen that picture. Just imagine the shorts that Larry Bird wore, only about 2.5 inches shorter and a little bit tighter.
Daisy Dukes.
Now, nothing revealing.
No,
was
they weren't Daisy Dukes. They were not cut-off jeans. They were just really tight mesh shorts.
Nothing revealing was showing in these, you know, there was just shorts. And apparently some people were upset by this. Apparently the fairgrounds received more than a couple complaints about this. And they used that same excuse that, well, this is supposed to be a family event. And I just don't understand what is so anti-family about someone having their shirt off.
I don't know.
One does not follow the other.
You know, in my house, my dad would, during the summer, walk around without a shirt on.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty
scar you?
Thing.
Are you scarred for life because of that?
No.
Okay.
Do I want to see everybody with their shirt off? No. But is someone having their shirt off going to bother me? No. If I have kids and I don't want them to see a nipple, I won't take them to the place where there's nipples. And the simple act of saying, hey, this is private property, can't do that here, would be much more acceptable to me than saying, this is a family place. Okay. No, it's private property, and that's like the bottom line right there.
It was interesting because, you know, they're just responding to their audience, right? There's some people who are upset, so they did what they had to do. I don't know if there was necessarily a no-shirts rule. We were told that there was, but I didn't have the rule book or whatever with me or the pages that I needed to reference. But ultimately, it's up to them. It's their decision. But it is an indicator that, you know, we've got a long way to go in a lot of places in the United States. Obviously, this doesn't apply to some cities where it's, you know, very tolerated and acceptable, but in a lot of places, there's a lot of real bias against people who go topless, specifically women who go topless, and it's not fair and good for these ladies for stepping up and putting together this Free the Nipple. Now, of course, it is legal to do this in New Hampshire, as we learned here in Keene, New Hampshire, years ago when one Free State Project participant decided to walk down the street topless and open carrying, which is actually what Derek J was doing yesterday at the fair. And so she was actually arrested for it, and then the police released her with an apology. And when the police actually issue an apology, you know they've really screwed it up.
Mm-hmm.
And because usually they're not willing to apologize. Usually the police, you know, being in the government means you don't have to say you're sorry for doing your job or whatever. In this case, they actually did admit they were wrong. They did admit that, yes, this is legal for women to be topless in New Hampshire. It is, from what I understand, illegal for people to show their genitals, but breasts are not genitals, and so therefore it does not violate the whatever the lewd behavior, indecent exposure laws would be. In fact, I heard recently that in New Hampshire it may actually be legal for women to walk around without a bottom on because their genitals are internal. 855-450-FREE. There's more coming up here in moments. You want to be the test case, Cecilyn, on that one?
No, I'm all set. I want to be naked.
All right, more coming up here in moments. We'll tell you more about Free the Nipple, Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now, don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
Now, a twice-as-nice Twin Kits special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals Twin Kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the Twin Kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Free the nipple. Check out the website, gotopless.org. Now, I've actually been to gotopless.org, and we've talked about them in the past. Apparently, they're calling it Go Topless Day over at gotopless.org, but Free the Nipple is what it's being called. It's all on the same day, August 23rd. It's a Sunday coming up here in
Sunday,
a few weeks.
Sunday.
And Hampton Beach Day.
And all over the place. If you go to gotopless.org and then click on Go Topless Day at the top, you will see a map, which will give you some indicator of where these events are going to be taking place.
And then they list all the cities below the map.
And I suspect that the key here to the map is there's different breast indicators that are showing the points of location where these things are going to be happening. And some of them say censor, others do not. So I suspect that is a legal indicator as far as it is maybe illegal in the places where they are.
I don't know,
censored.
Because the little map indicator for Austin, Texas is, you know, breast.
Yep.
The map indicator for San Antonio, which is 1 hour south, says censored.
It's possible there's different city ordinances in play, right?
I don't know.
I know that in Brattleboro, Vermont, for instance, it's legal in Vermont to be nude, fully nude, but Brattleboro did pass some sort of town ordinance at one point. I don't know if it's expired. It may have, but
all you have to do is say it's for art.
Okay, I don't know. I haven't read the actual
ordinance. I read the ordinance. There's exemptions for art and a couple other things.
But they banned nudity from the downtown. My point being that, you know, sometimes a locality can go further than the state, right?
Right, but the point that I'm making is there are almost always exemptions for art, which is protected under the First Amendment. So just call your protest an art display.
Yeah.
There wasn't any exceptions given for what's her name?
Heike.
She was arrested for getting her boob painted.
She was not arrested for getting her boob painted.
No, she was arrested for having an open container.
Right? Yeah, exactly. So you're referring to years ago when I stood in front of a police car, ultimately going to jail for 58 days for that civil disobedience. That was prompted by them arresting the lady you were talking about for being in the park, drinking from an open container of beer, and also getting her nipple painted. So had she just been getting her nipple painted on that day, there's a good possibility that nothing would have occurred to her.
But she was just being a free person.
And she should have been able to be a free person. She certainly wasn't harming anybody by having that open container. And well, anyway, we're talking about the idea of, you know, topless protests. And yes. Even though it's not illegal in New Hampshire, at least, to do this, there are going to be some people who are really upset. Apparently, the Hampton Beach Village District Marketing Director is very angry about this. He says he's against it, and they've spent generations and millions of dollars to try to make Hampton Beach a family destination, and the Free the Nipple event will set those efforts back. He goes on to say, Hampton Beach is a family resort, and we try to our best to keep it that way. I don't want to have a mother having to block her four-year-old son's eyes from those people trying to make a point that doesn't matter.
Right, because the four-year-old just several months prior, maybe a year prior, was breastfeeding.
Right.
So, like, he saw nipples. The kid has seen a nipple.
He's had them in his mouth.
Yes, and because this doesn't matter, because rights don't matter. You not being offended, your feelings are much more important than my right to do with my body what I want to.
Well, I mean, this is a cultural discussion, right? There are a lot of people out there who don't want to see people topless. For some reason, they think it's offensive or wrong for women specifically to go around topless, which is incredibly unfair and obviously a double standard. But this is not an uncommon viewpoint. I would be very interested to see some sort of opinion poll to see exactly how many people in America today, or at the very least in New Hampshire, you know, how do they feel about this? I think the majority of New Hampshire would be like, leave those people alone. I mean, because New Hampshire is a very kind of leave me alone kind of place.
It depends on how you ask the question.
Yeah, sure.
I really think this comes back to, like, our whole, the United States, the whole Puritan-esque kind of thing that we have. Everyone has all these repressed feelings about nudity and what's supposed to be right and what's wrong and what's indecent and what's decent and what's moral, what's not moral, and it's all rooted in this puritanical type of a thing. And it's all just control people, let people dress the way they want. You know, if you don't like it, don't look at it. And if you don't want your child to see a naked woman, don't breastfeed them.
And it's not completely puritanical, because the Puritans banned Christmas. And, like, Christmas is probably, there's probably going to be Christmas decorations in stores in, like, another week and a half, because we just love our holidays or some BS.
Here's another claim from this guy who, and he's the marketing director for the Hampton Beach Village District. I don't know if that's actually a town bureaucrat or like a one of those business councils, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know.
There's many beaches where, he says, if they want to prove something, they can do so. Let them go there. Well, wait a minute. How many other beaches are there in New Hampshire where there's, what, 17 miles of coastline or something like
that? Something like that.
I mean, are there really that many topless beaches in New Hampshire? I've never heard of them. I've never heard of a specific beach that is supposed to be a place where topless people can go. And again, it's legal to be topless anywhere in New Hampshire. But what's going to change this, whether these people like it or not, are events just like this Free the Nipple. People have to go out and exercise their right to be topless if they want to have that right into the future. And even though that's going to upset a certain set of people within the given area, we know this. It happened here in Keene, where you can talk to people who are like, you know, you people from Keene, you Keene activists, free Keeners, whatever they'll say, you Free Staters, I don't like some of your tactics. I like what you stand for, but I don't like your tactics. And then a lot of times when you ask them, well, what do you mean when you say that? Because a lot of people mean different things. Frequently, Topless Tuesdays is brought up. As though it's some sort of ongoing thing. It hasn't happened for years, but people remembered that event. And it wasn't even a really significant event. It was just a few people in the park being topless. There was like three women, I think, at that time.
And most of them were locals. And this is like before I was even here.
I believe
here.
All three of the females were locals.
This is at least 5 years ago. At least. And it happened, what, a couple
one
times?
One weekend, and then the next weekend there was like one woman there, and then it was dead after that. That was it.
So I am trying to find out if there are any topless beaches in New Hampshire, and I found that there is a nudist park in Nottingham, New Hampshire.
That's not on the beach, though, right?
Well, one, it's not on the beach, and two, it's private property.
Right.
Like, they've got a lake, and there might be sand on the lake, but it's private property.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard about the nudist park. I know that exists.
Yeah, that's all I could find for topless beach in New Hampshire.
To Sinclair and Lily, the protesters, their cause does matter. Sinclair says she's found that many women support the cause, but won't be vocal for fear of criticism as well as crass comments, and fears Sinclair herself admits to having. And by the way, speaking of the crass comments, that happens. I saw it happen with Derek J. Derek J was topless at the fair, and he had some, you know, short shorts on, was being very friendly and helpful and introducing people to Bitcoin. There was one very rude lady who walked by him after a man had said something to him walking one direction. The woman walking on the other side of the sidewalk said something like, "That's disgusting," referring to Derek J. She was very specifically talking to him about his appearance. And I didn't find him to be disgusting. Derek J's not an unattractive man at all. He's very handsome.
He's very attractive.
Yeah. So she's just, you know, obviously a rude woman who is in no, you know, no way comfortable with her own self or other people being comfortable with themselves. And she's obviously projecting her ugliness inside herself upon Derek J. But it's hard to hear comments like that. You know, it's people don't go out to enjoy a day at the beach so they can be belittled by these small-minded people that might happen to be on the same plot of land as them. So I can understand why they're getting some resistance from some of the women who support, in theory, the cause, but aren't willing to go all the way and actually participate in it. It's really a numbers game, though. You do have to get enough people on board with this idea to go out and do this, preferably more than once a year. I mean, once a year is a good start. But, you know, more often is a good thing. If you can normalize people seeing topless women, and topless women of all shapes and sizes, you know, that's what you see here in this picture on the Hampton Beach or the Seacoast Online article. There's one young lady who seems to have a very attractive body type, and then another lady who's in her 50s, and, you know, she's not in as fit of shape. And everybody should be able to go topless, and that, you know, should be so common that nobody bats an eye at it, that it's just like, not anything you even that registers.
It's completely normal in Europe.
It's just like open carry. Just have to normalize it.
In New Hampshire, it's fairly normal to have open carry.
Mm-hmm.
And that is because those people have, those pioneers have gone out there and they put themselves out there and have been willing to do that open carrying and face whatever consequences come from that, which can result in, you'll still get some strange looks. And maybe if you're in a place of private property, they'll inform you that their customers are uncomfortable because they're from Massachusetts and they don't know anything about open carrying and they're very scared. But generally, if you're around New Hampshire people, they're used to that kind of thing. So getting them used to women being topless, I think, is a worthy thing to do, even though a lot of people are... There's going to be some haters out there. We can talk more about Free the Nipple. Are you going to be participating in your area? Have you done this previously? How'd it go? You can share your experience with us at 855-450-FREE.
If worst comes to worst, will you be prepared? You don't have to be a survivalist to prepare for the unexpected. Storing necessary supplies like food, water, and emergency equipment is simply taking responsibility for ourselves and our families when it counts the most. StrategicShelters.com offers emergency supplies and a secure way to store them, and provides protection for loved ones in the event of an extreme natural or man-made disaster. To find out more, visit StrategicShelters.com.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sportscasting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Ha ha.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.